Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, I see here that you guys are doing a live radio play. I didn't think there was any such thing.
Well, thankfully, there still is. This man named Joe Landry a few years ago took the script of It's a Wonderful Life, you know, the movie we all know and love,
right?
And had the great idea, I think, to turn it into a live radio play. So the audience is the studio audience. And you get to see there's only five actors who do all of the roles in It's a Wonderful Life. Plus, the secret star of the show is our sound girl who makes all the live sound effects.
Oh, right. Oh, great.
Yeah.
When was that first broadcast, you know?
The movie, of course, was 1946.
Yeah.
And then this Joe Landry just turned it into a radio play within the last, I think it's within the last 10, 15 years.
Right.
It's been relatively recent that he had the idea to do that.
So it didn't start out as
It started out as a movie script. Yeah, exactly.
Give the few people who are not familiar with It's a Wonderful Life just an idea of
One person out there.
Yeah, right.
it's a wonderful, no pun intended, story about redemption and about forgiveness and compassion, community, inclusiveness. And it's a story about a man who, through various events that happen in his life, wants to get away out of his small town, Bedford Falls, and never is able to do it. So he ends up getting married to his sweetheart and running the savings and loan in town. And then the evil owner of the bank, Mr. Potter, finds out that he is $8,000 short. And Potter knows this, and he actually has the money. But he calls him on it. So George is faced with the ultimate dilemma of having to close the bank, and he feels like his life is worthless, and so he decides that he would be better off if he had never been born. And his guardian angel, Clarence, you know, hears this and says, hey, that's a great idea. Let's show you what your life would be like if you had never been born. So he takes him on this journey of what would happen if George Bailey had never been born. He finds out that he touched so many people in so many what we consider tiny ways but were really significant, that he really does have a wonderful life, and he owes it to come back and, you know, take care of that life and the kids and everybody who is dependent on him in Bedford Falls.
So how many people are in your cast?
There are five actors and our sound girl. We have to drive two sound
right.
people. And then they play all the characters in the show, and they are terrific. It's, you know, I know the movie backwards and forwards, and I listen to it every day, and I'm still moved by it.
Yeah, right.
It's a great story.
Is this the main way this is now done? Has it ever been written as an actual play?
There is a musical version of it that's been done. I believe Sixth Street has done it in the past few years. But this one is what's attractive to it for a theater, of course, is that it's relatively low tech. And the emphasis, again, is back on the wonderful story. And I think now more than ever, we need to hear this story of compassion and inclusiveness and community.
Somebody should write a song at this point called Now More Than Ever.
Hey, what a great title for a song.
Wouldn't it be? It would be a guaranteed hit.
Absolutely.
Well, it's great to see you guys actually. I mean, this is literally getting into the spirit of Christmas to perform this particular show. Just before Christmas, December 8th through the 18th.
That's right.
I congratulate you on it. I'm sure it'll work out very well for you.
It's surprising because you think, I'm just going to stand there. I'm going to sit and watch five actors play these roles, and they're going to be standing in front of these microphones. But it is so engaging. And again, the story is so great. And just watching our sound effects person do all of the sound effects, like using cornflakes for walking in the snow and popping gum for a warm fire, it's terrific.
1940s costumes?
1940s costumes, absolutely.
Oh,
and we
great.
Even have some nice little 1940s commercials in the radio for Bremel hair tonic and Duck's toilet cakes.
Remember it well. Stephen, thanks for coming in, and good luck with this great show. Let's tell people once again that this is a live radio play of the holiday classic It's a Wonderful Life at Raven Players between December 8th and the 18th. For information, try raventheater.org for tickets and information. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.